Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. It's Monday. It's September 8th, 2014. Before I introduce our special guest, and we talk about successful aging, cognitive health, and this Saturday's Wellness and Brain Fitness Fair, a quick shout-out to the Groth family. Thank you, Dave, for that incredible grilling on Saturday night. Check out my Facebook page and you'll learn more. We had a house full here gathered for a special Good Hope group outreach. And quickly, tomorrow, don't miss out on the Tuesday edition of Mark and Friends. Hattie Kaufman will be my guest. We'll talk about her new book, Falling Into Place, a memoir of overcoming. And she'll be in our area for book signings and sharing a message at Meadowbrook Church this weekend. Well, Bill, thank you for being available for this, the Monday edition of Mark and Friends. And is it better that I refer to you as Dr. Bill Gingold? Tell me about the credentials that you have, because I'm excited to share with our Great News Radio listener the Wellness and Brain Fitness Fair. It's coming this Saturday to Lincoln Square Mall, September 13th. It's from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. It's a free event, and we're going to talk all about it. But give me a little background in your credentials, your passions for this sure. fair, and tell me a little about Dr. G's BrainWorks store.
Mark, I want to thank you and Great News Radio for the chance to visit with you and your listeners. Mm-hmm. A little background on Bill Gingold. I'm a refugee from the Second World War. Mm. I'm a Holocaust survivor. Mm. And I came here to the United States as a teenager from a DP camp. And have been very, very fortunate in terms of my education. My professional background is I was a psychologist and gerontologist. Mm. And I've been with family medicine at the University of Illinois for about 30 years. And, of course, as part of both clinical as well as administrative and research efforts, I've gotten pretty heavily into the area of wellness, successful aging, and cognitive health. So I'm just delighted to be here to share a few nuggets of information regarding the upcoming events and some of the co-sponsors for those events.
Wow, here I'm thinking you're just this really good racquetball player, a senior saint. You're 75 years old and you can hold your own. In fact, we played some doubles together.
Yes, we have.
Whipped up on some younger guys.
We have, and it was wonderful.
But 75 years, still young, and I see you, and what I've known about you, you're entrepreneurial. You always have ideas. I know you've dabbled in different things. I think you founded the Active Senior, which I know many of our listeners are familiar with, and you have your hands in a lot of different things, and you exemplify a senior person growing old gracefully, and I think you're going to share at this Wellness and Brain Fitness Fair some tips, some resources, and so I want you to talk about that a little too on why our listeners should come out to this fair. But a great player on the racquetball court, how do you stay fit, physically fit like that? Because at 75, I mean, you can hold your own. You have a good serve, you cover the court. There are probably some tips that'll come out today for those that are tuned in, because the preponderance of our listeners are probably many in their later years.
Yeah, one of the things is I try to keep mentally fit as well as physically fit. Mm-hmm. And of course, when you're talking about just being in good health or aging successfully, I think you have to kind of keep a balance in terms of doing all of that. Mm-hmm. Whether it's, physical activity, whether it's socializing, whether it's stimulating your mind, eating well. And I think if you do a combination of that, I think you enhance your ability to age successfully. Mm-hmm. And I guess I've been trying to practice that for a few years, considering that I didn't have the first 12 or 13 years of my life to do that.
Well, I didn't know about the Holocaust experience, and so I hope it's okay just to take us a little back. Being 75, so you must have been brought into the camps at a very young age. Do you mind maybe sharing a little
background? Well, I generally don't talk about myself. Okay. All I want to share with you is I'm a fortunate survivor, mm-hmm. and unfortunately many of my family members did not survive. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And having migrated to the United States was the greatest opportunity in the world that you can have. Mm. Mm-hmm. And I've been very fortunate in that.
And blessed with a wife which has borne you and her, two boys and two girls, and I
two
think
of
six
each,
grandchildren.
Two of each. Yes, yes.
And where did you meet her?
Well, she came to a party that we had with some friends, and was kind of interesting because I was more interested in her friend. But somehow we connected, and we've been married 49 years now, and hopefully we can last another 50.
Yes. Well, in case you just tuned in, I have Dr. Bill Gingold in the studio with me, and this Saturday, September 13th, there's a wellness and brain fitness fair. It's happening at Lincoln Square Mall between the hours of 10 to 1 p.m. It's a free event, and it's going to be a fun, educational event featuring experts and community resources, all focusing on wellness and brain fitness. I'll be there. Great News Radio will have a table set up, so I hope many of you will come out. And this isn't just for the senior sane or somebody 50 years and older. I think there will be also some activities for the children, right?
Yes, it's pretty much intergenerational. We do have some special activities targeted to the 50-plus group, mm-hmm. and those are mostly in terms of wellness screenings. And there'll be about 22 different screens that the older adult could participate in. And based on the screenings, they can get a summary in terms of follow-up action if they wish.
Now, talk about what is a screening. What will they be participating in?
Okay, kind of keeping the theme of wellness and brain health, most of the screenings will involve dealing with the mind, the thinking patterns of people. It'll also target on different functions that help older adults stay independent mm. as we age. Mm. So as an example, for instance, maybe one of the screens would be grip strength. Okay, well, we know for sure that grip strength is very much correlated with staying healthy. Hmm. When your grip strength declines significantly, there is a problem in terms of health issues usually. So one of the screens that we'll have is how strong is your grip. Hmm. So that's just an example. Another example might be on the other end in terms of cognitive stimulation is short-term and working memory. So as an example, if your listening audience is paying attention right now, one of the screens that I might have, I'm going to tell you three numbers, and after I finish, I want you to repeat them for me. Mm. So if I say 5, 7, 9, you would say
5, 7, 9.
Right. And we would continue progressively increase the number of digits until the person has trouble remembering. Mm. And that's a screen for short-term memory. Mm-hmm. And then later we can come back and say, what were those digits that we just talked about? That would be longer-term memory. Mm-hmm. So we'll have a variety of screens that will allow people to do a little self-assessment in terms of the cognitive function and also what skills and functions enhance independence.
Yeah, I see there will be a number of hands-on activities, so these are some of the screenings. And I know you want to address the physical, the mental, the environmental, the social, the educational, and the spiritual. Talk a little about that, because is that some of the exhibitors?
Yes, many of the exhibitors will focus on those areas to complement the different screenings that might be occurring. And actually, some of the exhibitors will actually do some of the screenings at their own exhibit tables. So as an example, there might be a spiritual screen that might occur at the table of Catholic Social Services, mm-hmm. as an example. Or there might be some other type of screening.
And who came up with this idea? Because this is your first, this is kind of launching into this as the first free wellness and brain fitness fair, right?
No. Actually, it's not.
Oh, okay.
It's the first one in greater Champaign-Urbana area. Over the years, again, reflecting back on my professional skills and training, I've developed a program which is called Passport to Wellness. And that's a community-based screening program designed for older adults. And it can be customized to whoever the sponsors may be. Mm-hmm. And we've been doing it for about 12 years throughout the state of Illinois and actually some other states. And what it does, it targets functional status of seniors and what they can do as a follow-up to make their life a little easier, mm-hmm. age a little better in terms of their successful aging and just the quality of life.
Well, when I heard about this wellness and brain fitness fair, I thought, boy, this would be a good fit for Great News Radio and for our listeners. And so I'm delighted, Bill, that you've carved out some time. You've come out to the home studio.
Oh, it's my pleasure.
You made it out here safely. And I want to
highly... It was a challenge, I must say.
Yep, good. Thank you, God, for cell phones. And I ran out on the road and said, here we are. Yeah, I know all the landmarks. I don't know the roads by number, but we got you here, and I appreciate...
And I'm glad to be here.
Yeah. Well, I appreciate this event because it's not only going to help maybe some people with these screenings, but there's going to be entertainment, music, a raffle, games, prizes, and contests. So maybe
And even some food.
And some food. So for the listener that's tuned in this morning, they're maybe driving to work, or they know some senior saints or some of their friends, or maybe they're caregivers now for their older family members. Why should they come to this event besides fun entertainment, food, raffle, games, prizes, and contests?
Isn't that enough?
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
No, actually, they have an opportunity to visit with exhibitors that deal with different aspects of wellness, and they can explore their specific needs. And again, let me just stress that it's not just for older adults. It's an intergenerational fair. So they can bring family members with them and just enjoy a good 2-3 hour event in terms of socialization, entertainment, and just learning some experiences and some self-assessments.
It's happening this Saturday at Lincoln Square Mall from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. It's totally free, September 13th. Now, I see there's also educational seminars. So will there be a breakout session, or will people go to a special area? How's that going to work?
Yes, there is a conference room at Lincoln Square Mall, and we'll actually have 3 different seminars starting at 10:30, and each one will run about 30 to 45 minutes in duration. And one of the seminars is how to find your keys, which means basically a seminar on memory, some different things that you can do to maintain your memory and to enhance it and to be sure that, you know, that you're functionally ready for whatever comes. Another seminar will be on different kinds of activities that you can do as a family, as an individual, to, again, that would enhance your functional status in aging successfully. And a third seminar will probably be dealing with issues of retirement and some things that one can do to maybe more effectively either plan for it or deal with it.
And what about these comfort stations? What are those?
Well, those will be respite areas more than, it's like you mentioned my age. I periodically need to sit down and maybe just take a drink or just watch people walk by.
Sure, sure.
So that's kind of the comfort station where they can nibble a little bit, have some soft drinks, socialize, and if they really get excited, they can play some games.
I believe all clothing stores should have comfort stations. So when my wife is picking out clothing, I can just sit down and relax.
That's
I always
right.
look for, where's that comfy
Where the
chair?
Bench.
Yeah. Well, this wellness and brain fitness fair also includes, like I mentioned, the physical, the mental, the environmental, the social, the educational, and the spiritual. And that's one of the reasons why Great News Radio is participating and helping to be a sponsor. We'll have our table set up with our program guides, listener surveys. We'll have some giveaways. So I'm hoping, Great News Radio listeners, you'll come out with your whole family, the senior saints. It's a free event. It's at Lincoln Square Mall this Saturday, 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. So come for a portion. Come for all day. Make it an outing. You can have lunch there. They have that food court. I think you have like 80-plus exhibitors. Can you highlight some of them?
Sure. The exhibitors really are from different areas of wellness. So we'll have people from the park districts, as an example, talk about recreational opportunities. We might have some people from healthcare facilities talking about issues relating to specific healthcare. There'll be a number of firms representing various kinds of living environments, mm-hmm. whether it's assisted living, nursing home types, independent living. I would anticipate there'll be also some financial folks in terms of being able to talk with individuals mm-hmm. in terms of retirement planning, wealth management issues. So I'm just giving you just a very short rambling here in terms of examples.
Thumbnail highlights of what's happening this Saturday at the Lincoln Square Mall. And I'm very excited. I can't wait to meet some of our senior saints and share the Great News Radio station with all that attend. But I started with this question. Tell me a little about Dr. G Brainworks and how you started that. I think you have two locations, one at Lincoln Square Mall and one at Marketplace Mall?
Yes. Again, reflecting on my interest in terms of successful aging, and part of that is how do we keep people's minds active and fit to the best of our abilities. And a number of years ago, I kind of was thinking, well, in my third retirement age, mm-hmm. I want to stay active, and the concept of how do we set up a brain fitness service in the greater Champaign-Urbana area. So I decided that maybe the start would be a brick-and-mortar store that would basically have cognitive stimulation materials, whether they're special games for memory or critical thinking or problem-solving or visual perception, on and on kind of thing, mm-hmm. but also provide a broader range of activities. So as an example, one of the things that we do is we also coach people on how to maintain their cognitive status. Mm-hmm. We also will go into schools, as an example, and work with teachers on how they can use different kinds of games for different purposes to integrate as part of their curriculum when they do teaching, which makes teaching more exciting. It makes learners mm-hmm. more excited to learn. We'll go into nursing homes as another example and work with activity professionals and show them how to use different kinds of materials, games, activities to, again, do stimulation of the elderly so they don't just sit there and watch TV. Mm-hmm. TV is okay for a limited portion of your daytime.
Everything in moderation,
I think Solomon has mentioned. So that has been kind of a building process for Dr. G's brain work. Is not only are we interested in the brick and mortar, but also the outreach services that I just mentioned. And then this November, we're adding a cognitive assessment center where we'll be able to help people evaluate their cognitive status. And this is targeted all the way from preschool through older adulthood. So we're kind of optimistic that that will meet a certain need in this community, not only for parents of preschool children, maybe supplement what the schools are doing, but definitely enhance what is being done or made available to older adults.
Well, listening friend, the event, the free event, the Wellness and Brain Fitness Fair is this Saturday, September 13th at the Lincoln Square Mall in Urbana, 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. Lots of activities, entertainment, music, raffle, games, prizes, contests, educational screenings, hands-on activities, comfort stations, giveaways. I'll be there.
And come out and socialize.
Come out, socialize. In our concluding few minutes, Dr. Bill Gingold, give us a few tips on living well in later life. And then if your hopes were met and this Wellness and Brain Fitness Fair was a success, how will you measure that?
Well, let me answer the last question first in terms of the fair. One of the things that we'll have is a participant feedback mechanism. So once we have that information from the attendees, we'll know whether it has been a success mm-hmm. or a failure. Of course, we like to have as many of your listeners come out there, because another factor that contributes to the success is having a lot of people there so they can take advantage of the opportunities.
Yeah, and I think maybe I'd put words in your mouth, but it would be a success because you're passionate about people's wellness and health, and so that people would come and engage and take the screenings and learn how valuable they are, even in their elder senior years.
At whatever age.
Yeah, whatever age. Okay, and then maybe a couple takeaway tips for our listeners today.
Sure. I don't want them to do this while they're driving, though.
Yes.
Okay? One of the things, most older adults, they walk, as an example. And that's a wonderful exercise. The more they can walk and the faster they can walk, the better it is. When they're walking, one of the things that they can do is, as an example, is start at 100 and keep on subtracting 7 from 100 as they're walking. And one of the things that that might do for certain seniors is it gets them to think where they're multitasking, basically. And that's one of the things that does cognitive stimulation, is when you do something that's novel, that's new to you. Doing the same thing over again doesn't help generate new brain cells. But if you do novel things, it may kick in.
Okay, I like that.
Another example, which is an old common thing, is if you rub your tummy and circle the top of your head, you know, rub your tummy with your left hand and circle the top of your head with your right hand and turn around the pattern. And that's also dual tasking, which will be a wonderful cognitive stimulation function.
And I would tell our listeners, for those of you regular listeners, sometimes listen at different times throughout the day to Great News Radio and maybe be exposed to different speakers, different teachers, the variety of music. And then come out this Saturday, personally introduce yourself to me and to Dr. Bill.
I'll be there.
Dr. Bill will be there, and there's lots of resources, a lot of things to experience and participate in. There'll be giveaways, music, entertainment, educational seminars, prizes, and I'll have some giveaways also at the Great News Radio table. So I hope you all come out sometime between 10 a.m. and 1 p.m. to Lincoln Square Mall this Saturday for a free wellness and brain fitness fair. Well, thank you, Bill, for being available. I hope to see you once I can heal up my arm back on the racquetball courts.
It's my pleasure, and I look forward to it.
Bill, are there other means or mechanisms or a website for people to pick up literature that maybe can't make it this Saturday to the Wellness and Brain Fitness Fair?
I'm glad you asked that, Mark. Couple of different things. One, of course, they can stop at one of our two stores, either at Lincoln Square Mall or Marketplace Mall. The other thing is we have a wonderful website, which is drgsbrainworks.com, drgsbrainworks.com.
Okay, I'm writing that down. Doctor, so drgsbrainworks.com?
.com, that's correct. And if any of your listeners go on site, they can become a member of our Brain Cell Club, and they can get a periodic newsletter which gives them activities on cognitive stimulation and brain health.
How do I pick up some extra brain cells? Do they have them for sale?
Yes, we do.
Yes.
A matter of fact, if you do certain kinds of things to stimulate your brain cells, you'll get rewards and earn more brain cells.
All right.
Just get on the website and you'll have an opportunity. And you can also give us feedback in terms of your questions that you might have, because we also have an interactive opportunity to respond to people's questions.
Dr. G. S. Brainworks.com. Dr. G. S. Brainworks.com. Well, Bill, thank you again for being available for this, the Monday edition of Mark and Friends, and I hope our Great News Radio listeners will come out this Saturday for the free Wellness and Brain Fitness Fair, September 13th, between the hours of 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. at the Lincoln Square Mall in Urbana. Well, thanks for listening, everyone. Thanks for being a part of this radio listening family. This is Mark Burns with the Ministry of Great News Radio. God bless you and have a great day and night.